Ooh. Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I got to tell you, we're going to be getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're supposed to be Fadley's last week. We're moving that. I have a big thing going on with Costas and our friends at the Maryland Lottery because they're an original, an OG, as it were, lottery dealer for 50 years. So we're going to be over Costas in April, loving them up. Also, our friends at the Window Nation. But this week is special. I didn't need a Crab Cake Tour this week because the Maryland Terrapins are going to be playing for lunchtime on Thursday. We're going to be up at Barstool Sports. If you get this on the back end, fair enough. It's all good. But Leonard Rask and I are going to get together and give the Terps and the Turtles a little bit of love here and some March Madness because I've even printed out my bracket pool. My printer, yes, it still works. And we're going to be at Hollywood Casino at the Barstool Sports restaurant. You can bring kids in. I mean, I have kids at school and whatnot, but it's open to everyone. It's just a restaurant that's adjacent to the casino. You can get some action in there, but certainly wings, beer, great staff. I've been up there several times during the course of the football season, and I spent Super Bowl Sunday up there. Just really nice people that work there and great food and a great atmosphere. So coming up to Perryville, join me on Thursday. Leonard, you're cordially invited, but I seem to think, and I know some of your people internally because you are my financial advisor. Apparently, you made a calendar error here on
Yeah,
your
we booked
Thursday scheduling, and you're like working through March Madness, which
bad,
I thought
bad.
you talk about the American dream. Is it the American dream to drink beer
Yeah,
on Thursday of March Madness?
it's a bad day. I have to do some rerouting today. We'll have to reroute some people around and get that changed up because yeah, Thursday through Sunday is constant television viewing for the American male. And I'm sure you know this. It's the number one week for vasectomies. Did you know
I'm fully aware of that. And you know how I know this?
that?
Let me tell you, sir. Dr. Sigmund, I love you. You know I love you. So Dave Sigmund's out there. And if anybody knows Dave, so in 2003, 20 years ago, this time, I met my wife and we decided family, this, that, like where we were. So I went on the air and said, I'm going to make this procedure happen. I need a doctor. And within 10 minutes, Dave Sigmund called in, and we've been great friends for, he's one of my favorite people on
Oh my
earth.
goodness.
I
There you
love Dave
go.
Sigmund. I ran into him on a crab cake tour in a beer house of all
There
places,
you
the
go.
brewery, the
So
BC
there's
Brewery. So, but I want to tell you, he couldn't do me. He said, you can do any time but March Madness. We're booked on
too
March
busy,
Madness.
too
This is
busy.
20 years ago. So you know when I did it? You ready?
Next year.
No, I did it on Oaks Friday,
Oh,
which was
before the
6
Derby.
weeks from now, so I could lay in bed all weekend
Before the
with the
Derby.
bag of peas.
Right. Before the Derby.
And I never got a sponsorship out of Sandy Siegel. So if you see Sandy, let him know that I did the bag of peas. It was Silver Bullet Day won the Oaks that year. And so there you have it. I did not go to the Derby in 03. So
There you
there you
go.
have it.
There you go. Well, this is the week, and Thursday, Friday is good viewing. The Dirty Terps are playing West Virginia, which used to be big rivalry. I don't know if it is anymore, but they got a good first game. I think they can win the first game, unless there is a 16-1 upset. I hate to say, I think they are one and done. Alabama looks pretty strong. Go figure that. Alabama basketball. I mean, what is that about? They're
Well,
not
these
rich
football
enough.
people are all pent up, so I'm
Right, they're not
assuming.
rich enough. They didn't get into the playoffs for football this past year. So they ended up fifth, so now they have to destroy March Madness and be number one at everything, and so they're number one in basketball. I think it
Are
should be
you a
great.
disgruntled Ohio State fan? You
No,
sound so a
not at
little.
all. Look,
You have good memories of your travels.
no, Ohio State had a really tough year. They played one junior, senior, and four freshmen for most of the season. They'll be good next year. They'll have a good comeback class plus a good recruiting class, but this year was not their year, although they were awfully surprising at the Big Ten tournament, scared Purdue for about 25 minutes, and then Big Zach Edey took over and just destroyed them. They did all right. Now, on the other side, just to hold this thought here, the Ohio State Buck Earls are number three seed, and the Hockey Girls are number one in the country in the Frozen Four coming up.
Well, the ladies of Maryland are a two seed in this
Maryland,
thing. And
Maryland ladies are a two. Absolutely fantastic.
I watched them lose to Iowa in the Big Ten tournament. I was over at Nacho Mama's last Saturday night doing that, having a little chippy dip and doing that. I've been watching some ball, Leonard. But
hey.
I was referring to you giving the Alabama people a hard time as an Ohio State guy
because
their football team got out of whack. This is going to be a hellhole for Maryland. If Maryland can survive –
yep.
Come on up to Perryville, hang out on Thursday. If they survive, Maryland really gets a hothouse on Saturday down in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, no doubt.
The barbecue will be good.
Play in Alabama against Alabama. It's going to be a little tough.
Yeah, I mean,
number
if they
one in the country, and they are
into
big
next week, then they've done something.
Yeah. They are big and they are fast and they score and they rebound and they block. And I don't know what's up with Maryland. I mean, great first year. Let's face it. New coach, first year, NCAA tournament. And a great run, they just can't play on the road. I don't know. And we talked about that. I don't know how the basket looks different when you're not in your home gym, but apparently it must because they've lost a number of games on the road that they should have won, could have won. And so they got a tough game against West Virginia because it's on the road. And so we'll see. We'll see.
Well, and I think surviving Thursday would be a good vibe. And
absolutely.
Even if they get smoked by the Crimson Tide.
Great season. Great season.
Yeah.
Altogether,
and something
great season.
Local folks here would say, I'll buy a ticket for that. I'll buy
right.
into what Kevin Willard is selling.
That's right.
And that would be a question as to whether you're buying what Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde are selling or whether you're buying whatever the Ravens do with Lamar. Whenever it's over with,
yeah.
Are you a true believer that Eric and John – have a plan and have a post-Lamar plan. And right now, it certainly feels on the media side as though Lamar might be coming back here. And,
you know
against all odds, right?
It's funny because everybody out there has got him going to every team except staying put. And quite frankly, I think he's put himself roundabout in a perfect position that any player would want. And I think they've done a solid job too. It's an interesting – now that it's come full circle, peace, I think the non-exclusive franchise tag is very interesting. It lets him go out in the capital market, in the free market. And
something
I believe
that
in
Leonard
free
Raskin
markets.
Is 100%
I'm all about it.
That's
all
right.
About free markets. And he will find out his real value, his worth on the market because it will be set by other teams that may or may not want his services. And if there are teams that want his services, they get to make a bid for those services. And unlike most other players, he doesn't have a filter of an agent to tell him what those offers look like or feel like. He's going right to the horse's mouth to say, what do you give me to be your quarterback? And they're going to make offers, and he's going to find out in the marketplace whether he's a 250 guarantee guy or a 150 guarantee guy or whatever it is that the football world will offer him. And unless you believe in the collusion narrative and that the NFL owners have decided together not to make an offer of that magnitude, then the free market will determine his value. And then the Ravens have a choice, and he has a choice whether to take the free market offer from somebody else and they let him go for two draft picks, or they step up and say, yeah, we believe you're worth that too, and we want you here, and we're going to pay you to be here, and you're going to be our quarterback, and away we go, and you know, game, set, match, we keep running.
But that's not a small price to pay now. So
for
you always – for anybody – well, let's just take it to your terms. By the way, Leonard Raskin here from Raskin Global. Follow the American dream. Go to RaskinGlobal.com. Learn about money and how to manage it and how to make yourself better. So you always have a tax situation like in Delaware versus here to home own there, or even in Pennsylvania across the border where
sure.
Luke lives, or even in Florida or Texas
yep.
where it's dreamy and everybody keeps more of their money and pays more on the own toll roads and whatever
yep.
other ways they finagle money from tourists and whatnot, right? I would just say this for Lamar. You say free market. It's not really truly equal because the Ravens could keep him just for the money. They wouldn't have to give up two future players to
correct.
Keep him.
Correct.
Any other franchise, it's still like, well, everybody thought, well, the Ravens are going to fleece everybody, and they saw this Carolina deal. right?
Yeah.
And so all
Yeah.
the Carolina had to get to move up eight spots, right?
Yep. Yep.
Including a wide receiver under contract.
Yep.
And a lot of this is about money and moving money. Leonard,
No
when the
doubt.
salary cap thing happens, it's amazing. If you want Lamar and you're going to cap him at $43 million next year, you better. There are only a handful of teams that could even make that deal happen. And the Ravens are really handcuffed right now, just having him on the roster with Chuck Clark and all that's going on. It's so complicated.
Oh, yeah.
And there are five
Well,
Leonard Raskins in every team trying to move things around and manage money and manage cap. But I would say this. This is punitive if the Falcons were to do this, to give up two players. They're going to have to literally give up more than the Ravens would have to give him, which is just the money, come back in and sit down and play quarterback.
Yeah, it's not a perfectly free market. Let's face it. But then neither is, unfortunately, capitalism in our country, because our government has their thumb on the scale and lots of other things weigh in along with the perfect model. You know, free capitalism is a beautiful thing. It doesn't really exist, but it's as close as a player can get. He's got the opportunity to find out his value, and the Ravens either agree to his value or move on.
Are you of the mindset they're not going to bid on him? I mean, I'm assuming
who,
in business,
they?
You, well, I'm assuming in business, in any business, you run a, okay, I got a real estate deal for you, Leonard. It's real estate X. We're going to go over here. We're going to buy this building. We're going to do this land. And I tell you what, it's near this thing that's going to happen. It's near a university. We're going to do it. Let's go bid on it and we can get a really good deal on it. And then you say, well, like, but that's
have them
cool.
Give me a
but
price.
But Pat Arrakis or Smith or whatever, they can just take the deal if they want it. So we're going to put all this effort into it. We're going to put all this legal into it. We're going to put all the zoning in the to buy this thing. And at the end, Mr. Big can just come in, Angelos and Bisciotti, and just say, yeah, I'll just match that. And we do all the work to give them the price and they buy the land.
Well, it's all about how badly you want the land. So,
or whether you can ever really have the land.
Yeah, but this is a really competitive gig, and these are competitive men who have competitive teams who want a Super Bowl ring. And unless they're lying about that, they're looking for pieces to fill that void, and they're going to move heaven and earth to ego get it. And they are Mr. Big, except they can be matched. You're right, they can be matched. But you know what? You got to make the play. That if this is the guy you think can put you over the top, you got to go get him. You got to try to go get him. And that's why I say for him, he's in the perfect place. And for the Ravens, what you just said is really important, because they're in a perfect place, because he's either going to be, let's face it, more valuable than they think, less valuable than they were offering, or they're giving him good value. And one way or the other, everybody's going to find out in a matter of what, a couple months? You know, free agency started the weekend, but for him, it doesn't start till like later in the week. And then when it starts, he'll find out if anybody wants his services. And if they do, he'll find out at what price they're willing to pay for those services. And then Mr. Big can come right back in and say, Maryland just gave me $600 million and I'm going to give it to you. Whatever portion of that he wants to spend on Lamar, he may do so. And looks to me like they're moving pieces around on the chessboard to have the available coin, cap coin, to make it happen. And I think you are going to see him in a purple and black uniform. Look, Miami stepped up with Tua. The Saints got their quarterback. It looks like the Jets might have their man. Oh, my goodness.
The question as to whether Lamar Jackson is the Ravens' best option to win right here, right now, against the field as we know it, fine. But I do know these guys, and you and I have talked about this, to be arrogant and to be just sort of, they're either in or they're out. This is their, you know, they've had this guy here. They either really, really love him long time and are willing to do whatever it takes to keep him because they really believe in him.
Yep.
Even though he wasn't in Cincinnati, even though he didn't come to OTAs, even though he's popped off on Twitter, blah, 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 whatever the issue
but
is.
But there hasn't been a lot of animosity. You haven't heard a lot of.
Outside the building.
Right.
Sure.
You hear a lot of love. You hear a lot
That's
of love.
Why you feel like they could come back together in Kumbaya.
Yeah.
But you'd have to wonder what was going on in December. You know, why was Lamar leaking injury reports saying was worse than it was
agent.
reported.
Because
he's
he's
his own
his agent.
agent. Right, exactly. So I don't know
He's
that.
Negotiating for the free market.
The Ravens have a plan for anything here, though. I'm convinced of that.
Have
And they
a
know
or
what
don't
they
have.
want to do. And
Oh,
even if it's
there's
what they
no
want to
doubt.
do is have the Falcons come in and guarantee him $148 million and say, here, if that's really what they want because they want to move on, I have believed that up until now. If they go back and they match a deal and say Lamar's our guy, I will stand shocked at that because I watched the press conferences in December and January. I just would be shocked. That's all.
Yeah, well, I think if they think, look, I agree that I think they know what they want. And I think they have a number in mind that they're willing to pay and what they're not willing to pay over. And I think the market will set that and they'll say yay or nay based on what's out there. That's why I said he's in the perfect position for himself. He wants to play football and he wants to win. And he can win a lot of places. He's a winner. Not only, I don't think, just in his leg talent and arm talent.
See, you
I think
believe
he's
that.
got the attitude.
You're a true believer then.
I think
you're
he's
a believer
got an attitude of a winner.
That if he goes to Atlanta, they're immediately you believe that.
A contender.
Okay.
And in that conference, who are they playing?
In that conference, sure. Fair enough.
The Saints with Derek Carr.
Carolina with the number one pick.
Carolina with a rookie. CJ Stroud or Mr. Young. And who's Tampa got?
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield, maybe.
Well, maybe. So that's just a train wreck. So he could go into Atlanta. He's got running backs. He's got receivers. He's got a line. I mean, I think he immediately makes them a division contender at the top.
Fair enough.
Or
and
Tampa.
If Arthur Blank believes that, then I'm going to about to make a pun. Are you ready?
Yep.
He can write a blank check if he wants
there you
to.
go.
What do you think? Blank
Anytime
check?
He wants.
Right, exactly.
Anytime he wants.
Give me a little update here. We're about 4 weeks out on tax season. I'm one of the guys, guilty party. They got to get my act together. I know a guy, though, at Raskin Global.
Yeah.
But some thoughts about the market and where we are, and I guess just people watching the news every day, and we're getting into spring here. I mean, the one thing that I have definitely noticed in just traveling, and I spent 3 days in Texas. I spent three days in Florida, 1 day in Georgia. I have been in Illinois. I've been some places.
Yep.
The inflation part, it's real, and money,
Absolutely.
And how much
Absolutely.
Things cost, and what $15 labor means in service industry, you know, across the board. But it does feel like people are still looking to employ people and having problems. The employment problem here is
It's real.
You know, I need help. I need, right? I mean, that's real. Where are you on the economy? Because we haven't talked about this. We've been so Lamar'd up. We haven't talked money in a while, you and me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting couple weeks here lately. We had a major bank closure takeover by the FDIC last week. California Bank, the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. Pretty significant. It'll be interesting to see whether or not the government bails this bank out, lets depositors have their deposits. If they do, that'll be very interesting because the insurance FDIC is $250,000 per account registration. And I'm not saying there's going to be a run on banks, but there was a run on that one. And simply put, here's the mathematics of it. They held, as a lot of banks do, a significant block of treasury bonds. They went long maturity in their treasury bonds. And when interest rates go up, long maturity bonds, all bonds, but in particular, long maturity bond values drop significantly. To oversimplify, but not really, if I've got a 10-year bond and it's paying me 3% and interest rates go up to 4% for the 10-year bond, 1 percentage point, my bond loses 10% of its value. And interest rates over the last 12 months have gone up 7 times, and they've gone up 3%. So 10-year bonds have lost 30% of their value. And so this bank that holds all these treasury bonds that are supposed to be safe and guaranteed, what people forget is they're only safe and guaranteed if you hold them to maturity. And when there's a run on your bank and people get scared, they start wanting to take their money out. You need to have the money and you need to sell treasuries, and you sell them at a great loss, and then you're insolvent. And that's what happens.
Sort of like the Raiders in signing Lamar.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a place he could play too. So they'd break out their Davis treasuries. But I don't think they have to worry about selling treasuries. They just sell one seat.
Well, you
in
have
the
to
stadium.
Have liquidity in the league to sign
to.
Lamar. Right?
Absolutely. Like, literally, you got to have
so
capital.
So you're really talking about when you take 30% out of anything, you probably take a lot of liquidity.
You got to
you
have
take
capital.
Out a lot of places, you take 30% out, right?
Absolutely. And so what's happened is, simply and horribly put, the government just spends too darn much money. And when the government prints money like water, we have inflation. And you're right. It's everywhere. It's in the price of gas. It's in the price of food. It's in the price of everything. And inflation being in the price of everything is an insidious tax that most horribly hurts the lower and middle class. The fact of the matter is that somebody with a lot of money, and you hear Joe Biden and his ilk running around saying, we're not going to tax anybody that doesn't make over $400,000 a year. I call BS on that in a big way, because inflation is the most insidious tax, and it hits the people that make under $400,000 horribly more than it hits those that make over $400,000. Somebody making over $400,000 doesn't care what the price of gas is. It's an inconvenience, but they fill their tank in their gas-guzzling SUV.
Those
but
people
somebody
are having real Easter eggs this
that's
year.
Right.
Where I'm
that's
faking
right.
it, having the hollow ones, or I'm going over to Wise using my points. I got to use
right.
the points to get my
that's
eggs.
Right. So the people that make under $400,000 are being destroyed because they have to decide between gas, rent, medicine,
I'm
food.
One of those people, by the way.
And
I just want to clarify for
I
everybody
hear
that I'm under
and
that.
It's a bad day for them. So Biden can talk all he wants about not taxing people under $400,000. He's taxed them the hardest. And then all of that happens, and the Fed, in trying to bring this back around the other way, is raising interest rates at an astronomical clip. The problem with that is they're not getting any cooperation from Congress. When Congress spends money and the government raises rates, they're working at cross purposes. Somehow, the government has to reel in spending as Powell is raising rates to get this economy sound again. And I don't care what Joe Biden says, the economy is not sound. The only thing that's happening is there's a drought of good workers, and that's because for some reason people don't want to take jobs. Some people think they're overqualified for a certain job. Other people just don't want to work. And so you have this combination of that. We have low unemployment. That's true. But we have a low labor participation rate. There are a lot of people that just aren't looking or aren't working right now for whatever reason. And that's pretty terrible. There's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines that just aren't looking for jobs or aren't taking them. The service sector is having a hard time finding people. And
everywhere
wages are going
I go,
through the roof.
You know, almost every client, every place, yep. And even myself, I'd like to grow and find it. You know, I've had a much bigger company. You know that. But finding the right person is more important for me than finding the wrong person. But a lot of places, just to be open, they have to find a person.
And the problem is there's not new people. There's not a lot of young new people hunting. And one of the things that happens is companies end up poaching. They go to somebody else and take their people, which leaves them without people. And it's just an insidious circle. So we got to get to the point where, the labor participation rate is back up. We got to get to the point where wages are being paid. But these interest rates and inflation rates, they've got to come down. And the government's got to stop spending so much money. They're bringing in more than ever and spending more than ever.
I'm going to blame Lamar. He's getting all the money, all the ice cream. Pay Lamar. Leonard Raskin can help you. He is at Raskin Global. Sometimes we just talk sports in Ohio State or hockey or Barry Johnson or even eating wings and beer over at Hollywood Casino at the Barstool Sports. But sometimes we get serious on all this stuff. Taxes, money, finance. It's where he lives and eats, and you can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Hope to see you on the other side. I hope college basketball season is not over around here. But hey, baseball's in 2 weeks, man, and this Lamar thing feels like it's never going to end. So stay up with us. I'll be getting a crab cake with you soon, all right?
Absolutely.
Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global, joining us here. I'm doing the Crab Cake Tour, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. We're getting back out to Costas in early April. I'm setting that date and time. I think I have it together, as well as Fadley's in early April. And then we're going to be hitting a whole bunch of new places and some old friends as well. So we're looking forward to our conversations into the spring and into the summer as we get back onto the beat. And I'm feeling good about baseball season, about March Madness, and about whatever this draft and football thing, wherever it's going to end up, we're going to give it to you first. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.